Aqueduct Bridge. Erected at the end of the 17th century, this big construction was then rebuilt by Orsini family during the first half of 1700. After the collapse of a side of the structure, damaged and weakened by 1686 and 1722 earthquakes. The reconstruction started in 1743 on a project by engineer Giuseppe di Costanzo and was completed in 1750. 37 meters high, 90 long, and 5.5 meters wide, the bridge connects the two shores of the Gravina River. Initially, it was realized to let faithful people cross the watercourse, called originally Crapo, and make them reach Madonna della Stella Church. Additional data certify its existence only since 1686, thus it is not possible to define the real construction date. Nevertheless, we know that its transformation from bridge to aqueduct happened thanks to Orsini family that arrived in Gravina from Rome, participated in Charles III Bourbon's project whose goal was to modernize the Rhine, and after the 1722 collapse, decided to use the bridge to bring water from Sant'Angelo and San Giacomo sources to the city. The water main that connected the fountains, still existing today on the two sides of the bridge, was composed and supported by 25 arches placed along the espalier. This structure was working until August 1855, when the arches were damaged and substituted by the current tough espalier. In 1860 it underwent restoration work, through the implementation of iron tie rods and a protective rural cobblestone. This magnificent construction arises in the charming landscape of streams, framed by rural buildings and churches belonging to an enormous artistic heritage. It ranked at 7th in FAI, Places of the Heart, and it was chosen to make exciting scenes from the last James Bond movie, No Time to Die.